Speaking of things on the Good Day program, courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the weekends, that's here to talk about those things medical that are of import to you. We'll go through the medical breakthroughs, the big news from the world of medicine, things that affect you, whether you're taking drugs or not. Whatever may be the impact of this news, you'll hear it and get it discussed. I'll discuss it with Ken. You can discuss it with Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, and we're at 888-553-7536 for your information, consultation, affirmation, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Daylight Savings Time event. People ask the question, what does this do to their system? A lot of people ask the question, why do we bother? Because it's the end of October when we go out, and it's the 1st of March when we go in. So that's only 4 months. And in that time, is there really a disruption of your sleep? After all, it's only an hour. How many of us miss an hour of sleep? I do it all. If I'm lucky, I only miss an hour of sleep, especially when I'm traveling. Everybody's body is different, though, Ken, right?
Well, absolutely. And it's great to be with everybody this week. Doug, it's harder to spring forward than it is to fall back. And sleep problems can surface for some people after clocks move forward an hour this Sunday morning for daylight saving times, because many people have difficulty changing their body clocks. Our internal clock, it tends to be programmed for longer than 24 hours a day, and it runs a bit behind the time shown on our clocks. So this means it's generally easier to stay up an hour later than to sleep an hour earlier, which is why the daylight savings time change is a little more of a challenge than the end of daylight savings time in the fall. So what are some ways to get a good night's sleep? Let me make some suggestions. Here are some tips. Maintain a consistent wake time, which should vary by no more than an hour on any day, including the weekends. Boy, I wish I could keep to that one. Sleeping and sex are the only things you should be doing in your bedrooms. Reading might be okay, but having a TV in your bedroom is a bad idea. Spending 8 hours or less in bed will lead to more solid periods of sleep. Exercise can help you sleep, but not if you do it just before you're ready to go to bed. Don't eat a big meal just before bedtime. Put about 3 to 4 hours in there before you eat, actually. But don't go to bed hungry either. Avoid caffeine and alcohol for several hours before bedtime. And here's a great one. I love this tip. Establish what I'll call a worry time, at least an hour before bedtime, to write down all your worries or what you need to do the next day. You can then put the list aside and relax before you go to bed. Just totally detach from it.
Wow, what a great idea.
And everyone has an occasional bad night of sleep, and the effects of one bad night are not serious at all.
All right. So, don't sweat the small stuff, in other words. That's kind of what I hear.
In general.
There, in general, yeah. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is going to tell you at some point during the hour why, if you're losing your hair, you need to call 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817 if you are losing your hair. If you want to talk about other things, you can talk about losing your hair with Ken if you want, 888-553-7536. You know, I saw something. Every week I go through a lot of material, as you know, preparing for the 6 hours a day. I do Monday through Friday on the Good Day weekday program. And so a lot of people send me a lot of things, and I just come across, in general, my own curiosity. You and I sometimes talk about some of these things off the air, whether they have to do with medicine or politics.
We do.
We agree more on politics than we do on medicine sometimes.
Unpredictable.
Yeah. So I saw this thing in a British medical journal called The Practitioner. I have piles of, you've never been in my office, there are piles of things all over the place. And so I read things, and I was on the plane the other day, and this is an old journal. I don't even know how far, I may go back 4 or 5 years. But I saw this article that pointed out that doctors ought to be very careful about what they think about their patients, because the article suggests there's a strong indication that in some way patients appear to react according to the doctor's thoughts about them. So if the doctor thinks that the patient isn't going to get better, it seems to be transferred to the patient, the attitude the patient has, and they don't get better. What do you think about that?
I think there's a lot to that. And that's why you have to have some firewall, some detachment from your patient, and not let your emotional feelings ever get in the way of good care. And sometimes doctors put that a little too thick, and patients feel that the doctor's a little too far away emotionally. So that's a real tough balancing act that you don't pick up just right out of medical school, and that's the art of medicine. That takes a while. It takes decades to really hit that line.
Yeah, and I suppose a transference of that information might be to the patient, him or herself. That is, what you're thinking about your condition is going to also affect your experience and whether you get better or you don't get better. You agree or disagree with that?
I totally do. You have to approach things as little judgmental as possible. And, you know, you'll notice that that's the way I try to approach
it. Well, that's what attracted me to you when we first started talking. Before I ever was in your office, before I ever had the benefit of your classic skill, before I ever was examined by you, I knew that what I was hearing from you and the essence of your caring was genuine, because you have a genuine... Now, there's a difference between you and me in the sense, or our relationship, because we have a business relationship, we have a friendship, we also have a medical relationship, and I don't ever worry that what you tell me is colored by what you think about our relationship. I do
and it's interesting you point this out, because I naturally come to the exam room that way, because I really try not to let any of that affect what I say about anybody.
Well, but I know...
That's a good observation.
Well, I didn't just fall off of a turnip cart. I've been talking to people about things for a long time. And I don't want to sound smug, but I'm a very good judge of character. Most of the time, maybe 94-95% of the time, I can figure people out, because I've been interviewing people for, good Lord, how many decades, and I've interviewed on the air, never mind callers. We figured it out one day. I interviewed 15,000-16,000 people over the course of my career. So you get from that, even if you don't see them, you hear them, you feel what's going on. And I think a good doctor gets the same vibe. And the ones who are, I think it's such a fine line, Ken, between treating people with respect and dignity and being, shall we say, not divorced, but removed from the day-to-day consequences of what you're doing, even though people will oftentimes hold you, the doctor, responsible for what they need to take responsibility for. You know, it's your responsibility to accurately investigate, do scientific research, and figure out what it is that or isn't wrong with somebody, and to give them that in a strong, solid communication. But the other side of it is, the people who are listening to what you tell them or reading what you give them for information better be taking the responsibility of listening carefully to the words that you say, understanding what's on the piece of paper, and if they have questions, they better ask them. And if the doctor puts you off, you either better demand and not give over into him or her, you better demand that you get answers, and or you better, if that doesn't work, go somewhere else. So... I've got a couple of personal things that I want to share with you as we go along, personal experiences that are indicative of what's going on in healthcare. You know about them, and we'll talk about them on
the
air.
It's a fragile world.
16 after the hour, 888-553-7536. All right, I promised that Dr. Ken was going to tell you, if you're losing your hair, how to fix that problem. This is really a good product, so listen up. If you're losing your hair, here's the way to fix that problem.
Doug, if any of our listeners are one of the millions of American men and women suffering from thinning hair, please listen up, because I want to help you out. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix. It's proven to work on the main three causes of hair thinning safely and without the side effects of prescription medications. Donna, one of our listeners from Tampa, says, I love this product. I had a problem with hair thinning, especially in the front. Your product is definitely helping, and I'm on my second order now. It makes my hair seem fuller and much more manageable. It's not oily, and I enjoy using it. Say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Provia is safe for colored and treated hair, too. And right now, when you order Provia, you'll receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results, absolutely free.
All right, so here's the number. I repeat this with joy and encouragement. 800-543-5817. 800-543-5817. You get a free month supply of Provia. Plus, when you mention Dr. Ken's name, you'll get free shipping. So work at this now while you're thinking about it. Don't let it, okay, I'll take this, care of this later on. Call him now. 800-543-5817 for Provia. Losing your hair, this will fix that problem.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen, we're awaiting your calls. Head-to-toe medicine, evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. No wait, I hope. No paperwork. No bill. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. 30 years of experience. I'll help you get to the next step. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, 1-888-553-7536. If you hold back and don't call, I promise you the lines will be busy, and then you'll be sending me the angry emails. So don't get angry. Stay happy. Be happy. Get the steam out of your ears. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken.
It is silly not to take advantage of this opportunity if you have questions about your health. 888-553-7536. And likewise, if you were, and I originally was scheduled to go see Ken on Monday, and I said, hey, you want to see, want to come to the office same time I'm there with Ken? Well, I had to postpone that a little bit because of a minor, it's not a malady, a minor malfunction.
The unpredictabilities of life.
The lady that you hear me talk about in my life had a problem walking, and she fell on her ankle and broke or fractured it. So obviously can't get on the treadmill, and obviously that means that we won't go to Ken's on Monday. But that's another. I want to tell you about her experience with this. How long? This is not just any ordinary human being. She's very persistent. And wait till you hear the story about how long it took her to get a fix on this. 21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And soul medicine. So you get from Dr. Ken on the Good Day Weekend program, 888-553-7536. So you hear me establish the real strong feelings I have about Ken and seeing him in his practice. As a practitioner, he's somebody I'd recommend to anyone, anywhere. So if you're thinking I've got a heart problem or the circumstance of my circulation, you're worried about stroke stuff, family history, go see Ken. 352-735-1400 is the office number in Mount Dora, which is outside of Orlando. 352-735-1400. Or you can email him, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. All right, so let me tell you the story quickly. The lady in my life fell down. If I tell the story, she'll wallop me. She'll chastise me anyway because it was foolish. It was one of those silly accidents that ought not to have happened. And the reason for it may be good in the long run. It's a learning experience. Now, this is a woman who's not exactly a ward of the state. So she has the ability to take care of whatever needs she has. And so she's spending the winter in Florida. And so she called around. She went to the emergency room, sat there for eons before anybody would see her. And then they looked at it, and they did the x-rays, and they told her that she needed to do this, that, or the other thing. And so she did what they told her to do, and she needed to see somebody who was a specialist. So the next day she gets on the phone and calls around. Now, in Palm Beach County, there have got to be a dozen osteo offices, wouldn't you think, Ken?
I would imagine there are many orthopedic surgeons in that county.
So, ortho, not osteo. Well, bone and ortho and osteo.
Orthopedic surgeon if you needed.
Right. So anyway, happened on Wednesday. Thursday, couldn't get anybody to see her. Friday, she did get to see somebody who was good, and they confirmed the treatment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not a life and death thing, but it took so much energy and so much time and effort to get to find somebody. And granted, she doesn't have a primary practitioner there because she doesn't live in Florida most of the time, and you and I consulted, and she asked me what you thought I should tell her to do or what she should do, and we went through all of that. But I'm wondering about the state of health care today and what lesson is learned from an experience like that.
Well, the lesson from this experience is, and I tell my patients this all the time, if you have two homes, as she does, you need two primary care doctors. And had she had a primary care doctor down here in Florida, she would have called that primary care doctor up, and the primary care doctor would know exactly who to refer her to, would have made a call, and then would have facilitated this issue. But when you're your own primary care doctor, you get triaged, and it's not like a bakery, first come, first serve. It's the sickest go first, and then they get to you when they can.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a simple lesson, but one that's worth some conversation.
And also, with Obamacare now, there's a lot of people getting insurance who didn't have it before. We believe, it's going to see what's... That's a whole other story, but that's the intent, and that's going to fill up the primary care doctors even more. So the longer you wait to get a primary care doctor, the harder it's going to be, and this is also going to fill up the system even more, because we didn't put the doctors out there first. We put the insurance there first.
Right. Well, it's not about doctors, not even about health care. It's just about... It was an insurance bill. That's all it is.
Exactly.
888-553-7536. Bob, listening in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Bob, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
How you doing there, Dr. Ken?
Hi, Bob. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at your service.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with chronic arthritis, psoriasis, and rheumatism. I've been going through my situation for the last 10 years, did 35 years of concrete. Anybody listening out there that's haven't done a few years of concrete knows what I'm talking about. All my buddies are all beat up and all. When I first called on the line there and I spoke briefly, the best thing I've found out over the years here is to find a doctor that is either your age or older. I know book knowledge has a lot to contend with everything here. But I had to go through the ropes here in this town here. I came here to this town here because of my situation, because of the heat here. I need it for my joints and my bones. And Northern California just don't have that, especially this time of year. Anyways, the situation that I'm in right now, I'm having to leave this town and go all the way to Bullhead City, Arizona, to see a doctor over there. Because the doctors in this town here is not meeting the standards that I need and what I've been used to for the last 10 years.
Well, fortunately, I hope it continues that you can pick the doctor you want. And when you pick the doctor, you won't lose the doctor. So you're doing the right thing, Bob. You have an instinct. Most people do. You know when the match is right. And you want to try and find somebody who has new knowledge but also has a lot of experience. And you don't want to find that person when you really need them. You want to meet them before you really need them. And that's the ideal situation, and sometimes you're not in an ideal situation. We all travel, and we don't have a primary care doctor, and that's when it's frustrating when things happen when we're not home.
All right, Bob. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air. Coming up, some information about your heart and circulation, how to make sure you keep your blood pressure the way that you want it. And if you want help with that, you can call 800-621-6313 for a way to keep your heart functioning well, feed it well, and to maintain good blood pressure. That's 800-621-6313.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it. We listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service, 888-553-7536. Get a hold of him now. The line, the queue line is filling up. It's one of those things like a funnel. You know how you got to, the pump has been primed. So now you get at Ken by dialing 888-553-7536. I promised that you would explain to people about blood pressure levels and how Heart Factors Plus, you as a heart person, a cardiologist, think through these things. And this is a good way to keep you from having to have business, in fact.
Exactly. Please listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels. That's a very healthy hormone in the body. It can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. And here's what John from Florida says. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. I recommend this product to all my friends. And the benefits just don't stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels. It keeps arteries clean. It improves overall circulation. And for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus.
And here's the number to call, 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313. It boosts all kinds of great things. Gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to your heart, as Ken said. So try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. Call now. Get a free bottle. Mention Dr. Ken, a free bottle with your order. 800-621-6313. All right, Connie has dialed up the on-air line, 888-55-DRKEN. Connie is in Everett, Pennsylvania. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Dr. Ken.
Yes.
I have pain behind my right breast.
Okay.
And it goes to my shoulder blade.
Okay.
And they were thinking it was my gallbladder. Okay. I had the ultrasound and the hydrogram, and it is not my gallbladder.
All right. Well, that's a good thought. The gallbladder is just a little bit below the waist in the right corner. It sits underneath the liver, and there are some nerves that run from that part of the body up to the shoulder, and that is a common finding. When you have a gallstone in the gallbladder, you can get referred pain to the exact site that you're complaining of. But definitely, it's not the only part of the body that can cause that. So there was no evidence of any gallbladder issue. They didn't want to do a HIDA scan. They didn't want to do any imaging further. They just said, absolutely, it's not your gallbladder. Is that it?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Now,
well,
I am constipated.
All right. Well,
so would that have anything to do with it?
Well, it's a little, usually, you know, I have learned in 30 plus years of medicine, don't ever say never because anything is possible. And, you know, if you're constipated, you should get something to do for your constipation. You know, just make sure you take plenty of fluids, get fiber. Those are the usual things that we recommend first. A glass of prune juice every day. A stool softener, you can get one over the counter. Colace is you can get one of many things right over the counter, right in the grocery store, in the drugstore. And that should be taken care of. Sometimes the low thyroid can contribute to that. Sometimes there is problems with the colons, but usually just some changes in your habits of getting adequate fluids and adequate fiber can take care of most of this. But and try some oat bran. I love that for constipation, not oatmeal but oat bran. But okay. I'm a little more concerned about your discomfort in what I would say is your chest, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's right under my right breast.
Have you had mammograms?
Yes, I even had a mammogram. I thought maybe it could be the breast, but no, it was fine too.
Give me a second, Connie. You're doing fine. Does this discomfort in any way relate to activity when you, or is it totally unrelated? Does it occur only when you do physical exertion?
No, it's totally unrelated to physical exertion.
So it can occur at rest or it can occur when you do things. Is it related to foods in any way? Do you eat something and you get it?
Not really that I can think of.
Is there anything you can do to make it happen? If hypothetical, Connie, I say, I want you to have this discomfort. Is there anything you can do to make it occur?
No.
So it occurs totally unexpectedly.
Yes.
So there's no way you can move your body?
Yes. If I'm in bed and I get the pain, I just kind of go on my back.
And it goes away?
Pretty much.
Is there anything you can do to make it occur?
No.
When was the last time you had it?
It would have been Thursday morning before I went to get that test.
And I mean,
it was severe.
Paint me a picture. What were you doing physically right before it came on?
I was in bed.
You were in bed. And
2:30 in the morning.
Okay, what did it feel like?
It was so painful. It was just a sharp pain.
Okay, do you eat close to going to bed?
No.
How many hours do you wait?
5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, boy, you are a good girl. And is your height a little short for your weight?
I'm 5'3", 145.
Okay, a little bit overweight, not too bad.
Yeah.
But a little bit. And have you ever had indigestion, reflux, acid reflux,
or
anything like
that? Yes, I have reflux.
Does this maybe feel like reflux?
Well, not really, no.
Have you taken anything for this other than just moving position? Have you tried, when this comes on, do you, other than move position, do you take anything or just does changing position get rid of it all the time?
Well, changing position helps, but no, I don't know what to take for it.
Okay. Do you have a history of high blood pressure, cholesterol,
yes.
Diabetes?
High blood pressure and reflux. That's the two pills
and
I'm
do you have
taking.
Diabetes?
No.
Smoker?
No.
Family history for heart trouble?
My father.
How he did any heart attacks in the family?
Yes.
Did he have a heart? How old was he when he had his first?
Probably, I think he was maybe, I don't know, maybe about 70.
How old?
70.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't give risk to you. It's your brothers or father under age 55, your sisters and mother under age 65, first heart attack or sudden death. So it doesn't, you know, other than your age and your high blood pressure, because you always think about heart, this doesn't sound like heart trouble, but in a 68-year-old woman with a history of high blood pressure who's having what we call chest discomfort, it's atypical, you know, I still would want to just make sure your heart's okay, even because this sounds to me most likely like it's a GI problem or a musculoskeletal problem.
So who did she see?
I would start with your, do you have an internist?
No.
Do you have any doctor?
Oh, yeah, I have a primary care physician.
You need to go see your primary care doctor next week, and they'll direct you through the maze.
But tell them Dr. Ken said to go see an internist.
Well, that's her primary care doctor.
Oh.
She's going to start there, and he'll coordinate this evaluation because it's probably going to take one or two doctors at your age. Usually we start with the heart doctor because you are at intermediate risk based on your age and your high blood pressure. It's worth getting your heart evaluated. If you had no risk factors, I wouldn't say that, but your symptoms are definitely atypical for the heart. But due to your risk profile, we would evaluate the heart first, and then if that was fine, probably send you to the GI doctor. And if that was fine, we would just assume that this is a musculoskeletal issue.
I'm going to bet that it's the business of not what you eat, but what's going on inside that part of your system. Because I've certainly had those same sort of pains in the same regions. Hey, Tony's on the air now in Jackson, Tennessee, for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Tony.
My question is, I'm having a hard time trying to find a doctor for chronic pain. In 2000, I broke my back, pelvis, legs, crushed my heels, ankles.
Good God.
I had to relearn to walk. I was bedridden for a long time. I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane. They put me on a lot of high-powered medication and been doing that for, ever since, and 2 years ago, my doctor shut their doors. No explanation, no warning, no nothing. Just shut down. And so I bounced around from doctor to doctor, and of course they labeled me more or less as a pill-seeking individual. I've got more than enough records to show why I need this medication, but it's just a stigma on people that take pain medication, especially being young. I'm 36, but I look much younger.
It is, Tony. This is both sides, because we as physicians are under the magnifying glass when we start writing the prescriptions that you're seeking. So this is a touchy situation, and then the legitimate person sometimes is made to feel uncomfortable, because all of us are made to feel uncomfortable. So, this is just unfortunately the system. And, it sounds like we're doing public relations today for primary care physicians. But this is where, again, a primary care physician can help you navigate the situation and get you attached to a pain medicine specialist. This is the ideal person. This is a relatively new subspecialty. It's made up of a lot of anesthesiologists, predominantly, but not exclusively, who go into this relatively newer specialty called pain management. And they are people who help those like yourself and feel a little more comfortable giving out the controlled substances in a careful, monitored manner. And what I would do, if you can't find one, I would call. Is there a hospital in the area that you particularly favor over the others?
Yes, there is one.
I would call up the hospital and ask if there's anyone on staff who's a pain management specialist, if you don't have a primary care doctor who can refer you. But
there was one guy around here, and every time I went, he'd want to do a spinal block. Do you know what that is?
Absolutely.
Like cram the big needle up your spine.
Right. I don't want to get in line if I don't have to for that.
Yeah, no kidding. I've taken more than my share of them.
You don't want to be standing in line
doctor,
either.
He didn't even give you a local. He didn't put you under. No sedative.
Is his name Frankenstein? Hold on a second. What kind of a doctor will do some procedure like that unless he's a ghoul? Honestly, Ken.
I'm
serious. This day and age, who does that? Honestly, Ken.
I can't defend. I don't have the facts. I've learned in medicine, Doug, that until you hear both sides, it's best not to, sound off.
All right. Okay.
Well,
so,
I told him I didn't want to
Tony did the right thing, is to get out of there and You can always file a complaint, and then it gets investigated. But I mean, I'm just telling you to get out of there and find somebody else.
Yeah, all right, that's the bottom line, Tony. No more discussion. Go find somebody else, all right? That's what Dr. Ken says. I'm not trying to be to push along, but that's what you got to do. You're in the wrong place. My God, listening to that, but you're right. You got to hear both sides of the story, but on the surface, face value, whew, what do you want to be around that guy for? We figure out it's a man, not a woman, right, Kenny? I think that's what we got out of that, right?
Yes.
Okay. 888-553-7536. I called you Kenny. I've never called you that before.
You're allowed to.
What has your wife called you? I never asked you that either. And I'm trying to remember, whenever we've been together, what your wife called you.
What is my wife calling? But I should ask her that. She it depends how she's feeling.
Really?
But usually Ken.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what's happening.
How the emotions are. I have a lovely wife. She's an estate planning attorney. I love her dearly. We just celebrated our 19th anniversary this past week.
God love you. You know, I want to go back to the lady who was talking about the breast, what her feelings were in her breast. There's a story today that yet again underscores how important vitamin D is in everybody's life for almost any or all things that are maladies. This is so recent, last couple of years. It's very important that you listen to what Ken's going to tell you. Ladies, especially.
This is some good news, because you go back a few years and everything was great about vitamin D, and then in the last year they've wound this in a little bit from the research, so the enthusiasm is a little less. But here's a really good, hopeful story that I think is going to stick. This is out of the medical journal called Anti-Cancer Research this week, that patients with high levels of vitamin D in their blood, we're talking about a magic number of over 30. That's the number you need to know about vitamin D. You just want it over 30. These people with a good level in the blood of vitamin D, they're twice as likely to survive breast cancer than women with low levels of the nutrient. That's a level less than 30. So, in my humble opinion, and the authors of this article, should be that vitamin D should be included as a supplement to other breast cancer treatments in general, starting immediately.
Is it a way to avoid getting having the problem to begin with?
Well, that was not studied in this article.
But what does your common sense tell you?
Know your vitamin D level and make sure it's above 30. And vitamin D, I think all adults should ask, if they haven't had it done in the past, ask your doctor to check it. It's produced naturally by the body from exposure to sunlight. But even us in Florida, I constantly find people's vitamin D levels, people living in Florida that aren't over 30, but it is also fortified in milks and cereals and other foods. But very few foods, Doug, contain vitamin D naturally.
Yeah, right.
The best source is from fatty fish and fish liver oils. It can also be taken in supplement forms. The recommended daily allowance from the National Institute of Health in America is 600 international units for adults and 800 international units for people older than 70.
All right, let's, I think, sort of regroup here. A number of things going on this weekend, daylight savings time. Make sure you pay attention to what Ken said about that. Give yourself a comfort zone, a comfort level, if you will. Somebody chastised me because I basically said people who get involved in these concerns are wimps. On the air the other day. Come on, it's only an hour. But with your wonderful explanation, it made sense because everybody's system is different. So prepare yourself for that. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken's going to tell you in a moment how you can, now that you're going to have this problem with sleep, maybe you get less sleep, so you're going to have puffiness and bags under your eyes. But Ken's got a way to fix that. You want to write this number down, 800-822-6145, because it'll apply to the fix for puffiness and bags under your eyes, 800-822-6145. Good day, weekend, Dr. Ken Kronos.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
All right, let's pay off. Let's give people the information with the pushing of the clock ahead. There's a spring ahead fallback, so you lose an hour of sleep. More bags, more puffiness under your eyes. So come Monday morning, or maybe even Sunday morning. Well, Monday morning is probably a good time. You call the number for Regenucel, and if you call today, you might have it by Monday or Tuesday. So what's the benefit, especially given the fact we're losing sleep? When you lose sleep, your eyes show it. How do you fix the way your eyes look, Ken?
This is a very nice product. Natural, it's safe, it works. So ladies and gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day they're going to stare back at you. Thanks to Genucel, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new Genucel stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes is from our friends at Chamonix. It's doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks, and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product so much, I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours.
All right. Now, here's the way that you do take care of your whole face. Genucel is great for around your eyes, the lines, the puffiness, the bags, etc., etc., etc. So that's the real reason to call 800-822-6145. But the deal just became better, because when you mention Dr. Ken as you order Genucel right now, you'll get a jar of the legendary face wrinkle treatment, Esotique. So you get a jar of Esotique and a tube of Genucel, same price, 800-822-6145. This is a great deal. You got nothing to lose except the bags, puffiness, lines on your face, that sort of thing. Why wait? Call now, 800-822-6145. It is a great deal. All right, Chris is listening to KTSM in El Paso. He's dialed this up at 888-553-7536. Chris, what can Dr. Ken Kronhaus do for you?
Good morning, Dr. Ken. I just have a real quick question. I have chronic bronchitis, and I've heard from many people that apple cider vinegar mixed with water, taken two or three times a day is great, but I'm missing a piece of the puzzle. Do I drink it with warm water or cold water, and how much apple cider vinegar do I use per maybe 16-ounce glass of water?
Well, Chris, I think apple cider vinegar is being touted as the miracle item for so many health issues, and, you know, it's definitely good for cleaning stains and dyeing Easter eggs. The evidence behind apple cider vinegar for health issues, it may help in diabetes, it may help in obesity, and there's actually some small studies in those two areas. When you go beyond those two areas, as you're trying to do, there's just... it's a roll of the dice. There's just no evidence that it's actually effective. I don't think it's going to harm you, but I certainly wouldn't do this as my only therapy. If you have chronic bronchitis, I hope that you're seeing a pulmonologist, a lung specialist, and getting the treatment. I hope you're not smoking, breathing clean air, and then getting the additional medical treatment that you deserve and some pulmonary rehab if it's really significant. But if you want to add some apple cider vinegar, I don't know what it's going to do for you.
All right. I'm going to...
Okay.
Now, time for the opposing point of view, Chris. Okay, you ready? This is Dr. Doug. Ken practices with a license. I practice without a license. But I take license because I take things, as you have just suggested, in terms of apple cider vinegar. You may have heard me on the air talking in the last month or so about some really unpleasant experiences I had with food and subsequent problems with my esophagus and indigestion and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you were out sick for a while,
right.
A day or so. I listen to your program every morning.
Thank you. So the way that I actually remediated myself, the way that it worked best, or what worked best to calm me down, was apple cider vinegar. It neutralizes the acid. In fact, you'd think, this is what's so sort of, what's the right word?
Counterintuitive.
Yeah, counterintuitive. Thank you. Because apple cider vinegar sounds like it's acidic, but yet it isn't. And it neutralizes the acid, in fact, and it's what brought me back around to feeling of that and of some Chinese herbs. But I know what I felt like after I took the apple cider vinegar. So Dr. Ken has his experience and his knowledge. I have my experience with it, and as he suggests, certainly going to do you any harm.
I think if you want to try it, it's fine. I don't have any problems.
No. Ken's not going to take it, Chris. But
I would try it, but I wouldn't use it as my exclusive.
It's good on a salad. For Ken, it's good on a salad.
I love it on salad.
All right, Chris.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.